1690, we are back at it again. The come up. We are having another special episode today. Not just because I am wearing a mask for multiple reasons that we'll get into later, but because we have the one, the only Neon Ghost X. Yo, give it up for
him. Go.
Let's go.
In the building.
How you feeling, man?
You know what? Feeling pretty good.
Yeah, you feeling good? You feeling great?
Yeah, feeling
Bro, that's what's up, bro. I'm happy to have you. It's going to be lit. We're going to have a great time.
Exactly.
And you know what? I don't think I'm going to commit with this mask, bro. This thing
yeah,
is
it's,
really...
Yeah, it's heavy, huh?
It is really loud. I got to take this off. That did not last whatsoever.
Not long.
Not long
at all.
Oh, bro, you can't hear me.
But yeah, that shit was muffled.
It was muffled. It was really bad. Alright, yo, so before we get into your interview, though, we have a bit of a busy schedule tonight. We're playing two new songs tonight, bro. We're playing two new songs, not just from you, bro. We're playing two new songs from Kazami and Bimboy Curly. Kazami just dropped last week, actually. And Bimboy was supposed to drop today, but nah. You know what? I don't know what happened, but I think the distribution is not working out for him, so he's probably going to drop it soon. He better, because I gave him shit like this week. But not the point. I'm excited for him to drop. I'm excited for everyone to drop. We're going to go crazy before the year ends, because that's how it is. How you feeling tonight, man? You nervous?
Nah, bro.
Nah?
The nerves are gone now. In my mood.
You in your mood, bro. That's what's up. I'm excited, bro. We finna get into it soon.
For real.
But before that, bro, we finna play some new Kazami Blue Dreams featuring Jay on his newest EP, MDMA, bro. Stick around, yo. The come up, 6090. Let's get it.
Cause if I'm alone, I'm getting high, what the fuck? Yeah, bitch, I'm high as fuck up in the clouds, okay. One step, okay. Two step, okay. Three step, okay. Bitch, I'm high as fuck up in the clouds, I do the most. Yeah, first I got my pace, yeah, second I got the weed, then I box the V, smoke it till I'm done, nigga, we gon' have to run it back. First I got the pay, yeah, then I got the weed, then I box the V, smoking all that gas, nigga, you know I can't see, yeah, then I'm in the mood, yeah, making money moves, yeah, money to the roof, yeah, making all this music, nigga, you know I won't lose, One step, okay. Two step, okay. Three step, okay. Bro, nigga, that way, cruising on the highway, doing all my way.
Bitch, I'm on the ground with a team, I'ma run it up. Deep flow, pushing on the highway, I'ma speed it up. Niggas talking shit, that's all I hear. Yeah, money coming in, that's why you're here. Yeah, fuck all of that talking, I'ma run it up. Fuck all of the talking, I'ma run it up. Yeah, bitches on my body, I'ma run it up. Fuck all of these drugs in the party, but I'ma have fuck. Someone pass me a motherfucking double cup.
Cruising for my love, I'm getting high, what the fuck? Yeah, bitch, I'm high as fuck up in the clouds, okay. One step, okay. Two step, okay. Three step, okay. Bitch, I'm high as fuck up in the clouds, I do the most. First I got my pay, Say I got the weed, Then I box the feet, Bitch, I'm smoking gas, so nigga, you know I can see, Think about my fine shit, nigga, I'm tryna see,
Yeah, my bitch bad as fuck, yeah, pull a Land truck, yeah, bitch, I'm high as fuck. Yeah, stars in the ceiling, bitch, it look like crystal dust. Yeah, my bitches, yeah, they bust. Yeah, bitch, I'm high as fuck, yeah, in a Land truck. Yeah, pussy niggas, hey, that's all I hit. Yeah, 2025, bitch, this one, yeah, One step, okay, two step, okay, three step, okay, four.
Yeah, we back at it again, 6090. That was Blue Dreams with Kazami and Jay. That was fire, bro.
It was fucking fire.
It was really good.
If there's a horn, go bam, 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 bam.
Exactly, bro. We can't wait to hear more from them. But tonight's not about them. Tonight's about Neon Ghost, bro. How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling too easy. I'm feeling too good.
You feeling too good? You feeling too great?
Yeah.
All right, bro. So you know what? Let's get into the basics of it, bro. So tell the viewers about yourself.
I'm Neon Ghost X. I go by NGX sometimes. I'm the owner of Illiterate Profits, ILP TV, ILP. And yeah, I run ILP Studios. I run and manage quite a few guys. You know, we have a good team. We got a good team. I got Gordo, Money Racks, E-Man, Tizzy. You know, you got Spaz, Bino. We're all doing our own thing, you know. We're all in our own motion. We're all in our own lane. But, yo, we work together good as a team, you know.
100%, 100%. It's all... it's a team effort.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
I'm just like the main man to it, you know?
You the...
I'm the connect between all of it.
The Iron Man to the Avengers.
Exactly.
Ooh, okay.
Exactly. Okay, Tony Stark.
Bro, would you say you're the leader?
You know what? I would have to say that because I did create it, right? It's something I did create. It's something I made on my own, you know?
100%.
Like, if we're talking Illiterate Prophets, we're talking about ILP, we're going back 2016. Like, I've been made this long time ago.
Yeah.
So...
So it's been fruition.
Yeah, it's been building. It's just taken a lot of time to get where we're at now. I mean, it's all slow. It's all, you know, like people have come and go. But now I have a solid team with solid members, and it's just I fucking love it now.
100%. When it comes to having a team, especially like in this business, like it's hard to like find like a team that sticks.
Exactly.
It's hard, especially with our like with our age group. It's mm-hmm. very, I would say, fluid.
Yeah, you don't know who to trust. You don't know who to, you know. It's
exactly
everyone I really am with. I've had real history with. It's not like, you know, some shit come and go. Like sometimes I've had like people come and go. Like I built some of it off people that were here, and I thought they would be here in the future for bigger endeavors, but they're not. And you know, it's I have life. People that would rather take those chances than the people who left.
100%, bro. Like, it's... Nothing is set in stone.
No.
That's what I think is...
I'm just trying to set the stones for everybody that's with me.
Exactly. Once you set the stones for everyone else, that's when you can step on them. Oh. Analogy
nah,
of the day.
No. You could step for yourself, you too. Could, because you're real. Setting it up... Let's say I'm setting it up for Gordo, E-Man, Tizzy, Money Racks, right? I'm giving them their own little path to take their own step too. But with that, I have all these people behind me and I'm able to take another step because now I have a larger part.
100%. You can like... And you know what's cool about that? You can even build a path. You're building the path for others too.
That's what I'm saying. And you 100%. Know what? Like, it wouldn't... None of this would have been possible. Me being here, me being like... The artist I am now and me growing without E-Man and Tizzy, like without those two core members, like I don't know where I'd be even with life. Like these guys stuck by me when I really needed it most. Like this is where I came up from, you know. Like this is the come up. And that's
yes,
how
sir,
we became
on the come up.
You know what?
For real.
So like it's 2016. It's almost 2026. I've been doing this 10 years.
Yo, that's what's up.
Just LP itself, you know. It's come a long way.
Would you say it's a label?
You know what? We want to make it that eventually. We want to be able to own all our own shit, produce all our own shit, and just be able to get all whatever we get out of it, you know?
100%. And has this also been, like in the process like from these 10 years? Or, like, has it been, like, a recent thing?
It's been a process over 10 years, yeah. Because, like, it started with just two people. It was me and another guy named Remy-san, and, you know, he's not here anymore. And, I thought that team would have pushed, but you know, E-Man, my real brother, like I love that guy to death, man. Like
100%.
He helped me kind of in the passing years since Remy-san left. He kind of helped me build it up a bit more, and we're now a more stable team and such. So I'm really enjoying it.
The day one.
Exactly, the day one.
That's what's up, bro. So let's talk about some of your music, bro. Your music is pretty cool. Now, what made you get into music in the first place?
Music itself.
Yeah.
I was always into music, like, even from my mom and my dad, like, I was always into music because my dad was a DJ.
Word.
So, like, it was only natural I was going to get into music and do music because he went to school for music. And I started, you know, I didn't start, like, actually recording music till I was much older. But when I was younger, it was just, like, rap. It gave me some sort of an escape from what was going on in my life. And it gave me a way to word my shit, you know? Like, I've been rapping since I was 8 years old.
Damn.
So, it's a long time I've been doing it. It's like some people, they come in the more recent years, you know? I've been really in this game for pretty much most of my life. Like, I remember this one time, my mom was going to kick me out the house. And I'm sorry, mom, if you're listening. I love you.
Shout out to her.
I was just trying to kick me out the house. And the first thing I took, and the only thing I was going to take, was all my rap CDs, all my vinyls. And she's saying, like, yeah, all you're going to take is your music. Is that all this means to you? And na-na-na. And you know what? Music was really what it all meant to me. Like, I don't think I would be this far without music either.
Music, I feel like, is such a powerful and hidden thing. That,
it
like,
is.
It, dude, it can drive you to, like, such great extents that no one can even, like, imagine.
I know. It's crazy. Like, my first, I remember my first, like, I was, before I was rapping, I would write stories. Before I was, like, completely literate. Like,
okay, for real.
I would write stories for the class. Like, I would write them with James Bond and, like, a bunch of different characters, you know, and read them to the class. But it was just by sounding out how I could write it. And, you know, it just, it gave me some creativity, made me feel good. I read it to the class. My class members liked it. And then, like, I kind of started, like, rhyming after that. I listened to a lot of nursery rhymes growing up and...
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. And, like, a lot of rap growing up, too. So it was only going to happen. If I liked writing, I was going to, like, rap.
It was destined to be.
Pretty much.
It was set in stone.
Set in stone. See, ooh, now you can use that. That's yo, some real shit. Okay.
Yo, bro. We on this to time, bro. Okay. And that's honestly really cool. So you've been doing this for 10 years, bro.
Yeah.
What have you learned within these past 10 years, bro? So how have you changed as an artist?
A lot, actually. Especially since, like, 2019. But, like... Yeah, I would freestyle. Like, I have videos of me freestyling back in 2016 and stuff like that. But before that, I would just freestyle. I would just, like, say little rhymes I would make up and shit, you know? And then eventually, like, I remember the first time I wrote a bar, I was 9 years old. It was to Kanye West's Power.
Ooh.
I'm living in the 21st century, doing something mean to it. And I remember doing it to the beat. And I remember making a rhyme about Steve Nash. And, like, for a nine-year-old, I think that would have been good. But I thought it was trash as a nine-year-old. So I threw it out. And I didn't start writing bars until I was 14, you know? So I would just do, like, little freestyles on my own, you know, whatever, just to have fun.
100%. And how do you approach freestyling compared to, like, writing, like, bars? Like, with, like, taking your time? And, like, do you freestyle?
It's
like, you
really
take
synonymous.
Time?
Freestyling and bars is really how good you are as a rapper, too. Like, some people, they just can't freestyle, but they can write bars. But freestyling is what made me get into writing more bars, right?
Okay.
Because I was perfecting my craft. Like, so I would just start saying rhymes. And then sometimes, like, yo, if you go listen to my music on SoundCloud, like, if you go Money Racks, Money Tape, like, three of the songs on there, I just freestyled the verse. I said, fuck it. Freestyled the verse in the studio. We were all turned up. We were like, okay, fuck it. Freestyled it. It became fire, you know? So it's just, I don't know. It's very different for me. I don't want to say it's the same for everybody else.
100%. And it's different for everyone else. But what would you say is easier for you?
You know what? Freestyling comes easy because it's what I started with. But, like, I've ended up doubting myself when, like, I started putting out music. People were like, yo, you're shit, you're trash, and so I started doubting myself in my rhymes. And then, like, I had a blank where I just couldn't write. I had, like, writer's block.
That's the worst.
But, yo, bro, in 2019, I did not give a fuck about French class. I was just writing bars in my class every day.
100%. But no, for real, like, I feel like writer's block is the worst thing. But it's also, like, a great way.
I didn't catch myself.
No, you're good. It's a great way to, like, build upon yourself.
Yeah, like, I really, like, the bars I had back then were, like, completely different than what I have now and how I feel now and who I am now. Back then, I was just, like, I was angry. I was upset with the way things were going, and that was my only out. So everything I wrote, like, everything I do write is facts. There's always facts and truths behind it. I'm not going to write something that I don't mean or it is not real.
100%. You're not going to write about something that hasn't happened.
Exactly. And if I do, it's probably in a freestyle.
100%. And you said you were a storyteller too. Like, you used to write stories. Do you still write stories?
You know what? Not necessarily. That's how it started. Anything I would be mad about, I would write it down as being like, I would see what the problem was, like the anger I was having for whatever problem was. And I'd start off with that and see whatever I wrote, I wrote.
Okay, cool. No, honestly, that's actually very interesting. I feel like we've had a lot of people who would, like, write down stories, but, like, it's mostly through, like, songs.
Yeah, but never, yeah, I like used to write stories as a kid, you know? So maybe it came from there, but I'm not entirely sure. Like, I kind of phased out of that storytelling mode, I think.
Yeah? Would you say that it's the case even for songs-wise? Or, like, for songs, you're always going to keep saying stories?
If you think about it this way, I'm not always, like, I'm not going to be doing storytelling songs, but there's always a story to tell in my song. You know, there's always something I'm saying there that is going to impact somebody, or it's going to be like, okay, I actually relate with this, you know? Like, everything I'm saying is something I've done or I've went through or I've felt.
100%.
So it's like there's still stories behind it, whether it's from a subject or from my life.
There's a story in everything.
Exactly.
I think that's really cool. I think that's actually really sick.
For real.
But yo, we're going to listen to another story. Well, maybe a song, actually. It's called Put It On The Flow from Neon Ghost X. Have you heard of him?
I'm right here.
Right here, bro. That's what's up. We finally play some of your stuff.
It's like your party song, but yeah. Let's get to it.
Let's get it, bro. And then we're going to go into a quick little ad break. So yo, stick around.
Real ad breaks. Let's go.
Put It On The Flow, The Come Up, 69. Let's get it.
Shit. Neon Ghost X, Money Racks.
Fuck. On the flow, on the low.
Put it on the flow, bitch. On the flow, bitch. Give me fucking throat, bitch. Give me throat, bitch. Every time I smoke it, yeah, I get lit. That bitch on some whole shit. Yeah, I hit it. Put it on the flow, bitch. On the flow, bitch. Give me fucking throat, bitch. Give me throat, bitch. Every time I smoke it, yeah, I get lit. That bitch on some old shit, yeah, I hit licks. Mama used to beat me, you don't know shit. Hella medication, yeah, prescription. All this elevation, no vacation. Doing all this rapping made me patient. Then I caught the bad bitch, she's not Asian. Started in an attic, now in the basement. Yeah, I fucking had it. When will I make it? It'll be on some gang shit. On some gang shit. Did it just like Ripley. On my own shit. Yeah, I cannot focus with all this smoke shit. Cool it just like Yugi. The new millennium. It'll be on the next one. Yeah, I'm the best one, bitch.
Hey, you like a fucking demon.
Let's go.
Hey. I feel like a demon, I've been tripping off the perk. I feel like a demon, I've been putting hella work. You will never be me, if you try it ain't gon' work. If I see that boy near me, I'm finna go berserk. Shawty hella fine, but she think that I'm a jerk. I said, Shawty, you a dime, she looked at me and she smirked. Been riding with the guys, always with me, they be lurking. If you fuck with us, we gon' need blood on your shirt. And the other hoe a hater, tell her ass I see it later. The other boy a traitor, go ahead, feed him to the gator, bitch. Hater. Feed him to the gator, bitch. Feed him to the gator, bitch. Hey. Feed him to the gators.
Put it on the flow, bitch. On the flow, bitch. Give me fucking throat, bitch. Give me throat, bitch. Every time I smoke it, yeah, I get. On some hoe shit, yeah, I hit licks. Put it on the flow, bitch. On the flow, bitch. Give me fucking throat, bitch. Give me throat, bitch. Every time I smoke it, yeah, I get rich. That bitch on some hoe shit. On some hoe shit. Put it on the flow, bitch. On the flow, bitch. Give me fucking throat, bitch. Give me throat, bitch. Every time I smoke it, yeah, I get rich. That bitch on some hoe. Yeah, I hit licks. Put it on the flow, bitch. On the flow, bitch. Give me fucking throw, bitch. Give me throw, bitch. Every time I smoke it, yeah, I get rich. That bitch on some whole shit. Yeah, I hit licks. Put it on the flow, bitch. On the flow, bitch. Give me fucking throw, bitch. Give me throw, bitch. Every time I smoke it, yeah, I get rich. That bitch on some whole shit.
What? This is Shane from Chanel Beads. You're listening to CJLO.
Tune in to the Anatomy of Creepy Music right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. where we examine the origins and the evolution of music from the Caribbean.
Listen to Madonna Talk on CJLO 1690 AM, Saturdays 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., hosted by Kamala Madantakwright, an introduction to revolutionary reggae consciousness and the Caribbean indigenous community. Maroons, Caramanti, Kumina, Caribs, Taino, and Rastafarian culture, issues affecting the BIPOC community.
Hey, yo, 1690, we back at it again to come up with Neon Ghost. How you feeling, man?
I'm good.
You good? You lit?
Yeah, I'm good. Kill me, bro.
Should we talk about what we were just talking about? Okay, let me give context.
No. Let me give context.
He just said he wants
the big robot from The Incredibles to stretch him out like he did, like they did Mr. Incredible, okay?
Yeah, because you know what? He cracked his back, and you know what? No, not cracked his back. Like,
I cracked my arms and they popped hella loud.
Yeah, that was off air. He just cracked his arms and it was just so loud. And I'm just so impressed. But that's not the point. Mr. Incredible got his back just literally like stretched out. And it looked like, and like he was having problems the entire movie. And it just looked like it felt so good. So I'm like, yo, I have back pains. I need a chiropractor. That's why.
You don't need a big robot to stretch you out.
Bro, a chiropractor's not gonna be able to do that.
Yo, you're not Mr. Incredible though. You might die.
So be it. I have years of back pain. Just needs to be like.
Okay,
like,
so it needs to. What if Mr. Incredible cracked you? Okay, pause.
Okay, wait, hold up. Hold on.
Everything means different now, bro.
Yo. What if Mr. Incredible, what? Now, finish the sentence. Finish the sentence.
I can't, bro.
You were saying I was getting stretched out. You want to continue that?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Mr. Incredible, bro. Respectfully, bro.
Okay, no more.
Not even Elastigirl either, bro. Just Mr. Incredible, bro. That's crazy. Frozen.
Honey, where's my super suit?
Where? That's a great movie, bro.
Let's hope we don't get copyrighted for that.
No, who cares? But yo, man, what were we even talking about prior to this?
It was about my music or some shit.
Yeah, Mr. Incredible. Create a story
by the music, exactly.
What would you say is in the works, in your future works, bro?
In my future works right now, I'm just planning on putting out every song I already have recorded from the past year.
Okay, for real.
Because, like, I've done a lot of songs in my studio. Like, I don't know if Antu is listening right now, but that's the guy I have my song Changes with. It's a big hit for a lot of Mexicans in the city. And,
aren't you Portuguese?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Fuck it.
Let's do it, bro. You good? Nah, it's fine.
I got that, bro. Said it again.
Nah, that's good, bro.
But, I worked with him too, so it was like, I wanted to help him make music, and you know what? He ended up coming to my studio, and we just, in February, we grinded out 8 songs in my studio, you know, and we're putting in work. Like, it's not just work I'm putting in for myself and my music, it's for everybody else too, you know?
I like that. You like, once again, you're setting the stone.
Exactly.
That's what's up.
And guess what? He's performing tomorrow for his first time because I'm there, you know?
Shout out to him, bro. He's also doing an event. Where is it? At Club 2061?
Yeah, Club 2061. Be there 8:30.
8:30, bro. You're going to be performing.
Saint Denis Street. I don't know about the parking, though.
Yeah, parking's going to be a mess, bro. Last time we did a parking.
Park in the bike lane.
Yeah, but shout out Betty, hear that problem.
Yeah, shout out bike lanes.
Shout out bike lanes, bro. You know, we need them in December.
It's going to be a crazy night, but...
We did our second event at Club 2061.
Yeah, and how was it?
It's good. It was actually cool. The floor's been uneven.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the top floor a bit.
What's the stage like? Because I don't know if it's a bottom floor, you know?
Okay, get the... You know if you're getting... You'll know if you're
getting... I don't know. I'll have to wait till I get
there, I guess. From what I remember, no shade to Club 2061. The stage, it's decent.
Okay.
It's fairly decent. The DJ booth is set higher than
that's normal.
That's normal. I'm not sure if there's like a lot of room to like dance. I don't know how you perform.
You know,
pause. Pause. My fault.
No, you made that a pause. No, moment. My fault. We're talking about performance.
No, I don't know how you perform. Not the point. Oh no, this is a horse. This is crazy. Mr. Incredible.
Yo, okay, let's not talk about Mr. Incredible.
No more Mr. Incredible.
No, okay. No more Disney.
Okay. Okay, there's room.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, I don't know how much room.
I'm trying to get 3 people on that stage, you know?
It's doable.
Okay.
I think it's fairly doable.
Because we all have our own verse.
Because,
you know,
upstairs it's cool because there's a stage, mm-hmm. but downstairs is a completely different vibe.
Bro, whatever we get, bro, we're going to make it a vibe.
Make it a vibe, bro.
Exactly.
Make it into your own thing. The bar is crazy, too. They also have, like, popcorn.
I hit the bar up with cream and don't leave till I'm broke.
For real, bro. They ain't leaving with nothing, bro.
Buy the whole bottle.
Bro, Clara used to, like, get, like, absolutely... Shout out Clara. Our photographer. She made a name for herself. She just started drinking.
What was the name?
Just a lot of tequila.
And what was the name?
Clara?
No, the name that they gave her for drinking so much.
Bro, the name that they gave her was Superman.
Superman? For yeah, what?
Because she just flew off the stage. I'm joking.
This is not true.
I'm joking. You want to clear that up, Clara? The mic's right there. You can see it.
Yeah, that's all false information. None of that is true, actually.
Exactly.
Thanks.
They called her Superwoman. My fault. Yeah. And I turned off your mic, too.
Oh, shit.
Do you plan on becoming Superman tomorrow night?
I'm not trying to rescue nobody.
Ooh.
I'm not trying to rescue nobody.
Okay. You plan on flying?
Maybe in the next year. Maybe.
Next year, bro. What's your New Year's resolution, bro? I haven't asked that.
You know what? Every time I get to New Year's, like, bro, I don't have no... I never really, like, yo, what's a New Year's resolution I'm going to do? I've never been like...
Have you ever committed to one?
No, what's the point of a New Year's resolution? Who created that?
I don't know. It's
like
corny.
What's the point of yo? It's like a what do you call it? A bucket list, you know?
Actually, a bucket list. I disagree. I think a bucket list should
is more
be
important
cool.
than a
New Year's resolution. Because yo, just
oh yeah,
do that
this
now.
Year, this year, I'm gonna do na na na.
This year, I'm gonna eat more vegetables and floss.
And then they fat us out.
Exactly. It's some of the whitest things you can ever do. Just do it now. It's like you're procrastinating.
Just like Shia LaBeouf said, just do it.
Do it. I love
just
that meme.
Just do it.
That was an OG Vine, bro.
Like Nike, I do it, just do it, bro. Stop waiting for a time to tell you to do it.
Exactly. Speaking of just doing it, bro, would you also say that you starting your career 10 years ago gave you an advantage compared to like starting it like most recently or like 5 years ago?
Do you feel because like I have the extra time, the extra hours put into it. Like I've developed myself, right? Now I'm the artist I needed to be.
100%.
But back then, I didn't know who I wanted to be or who I needed to be or what I wanted to be, you know? So that like...
You needed that character development.
Yeah, you needed to go through the character. Like, bro, I've put in work. Since 2019, I've put out... I don't know, more than 10 mixtapes. Like, I've been putting in work, so...
When can we get that official album, though?
I need to put everything out first. And, you know what? There's been a long-awaited album called Finally Illiterate to add up to all the end of the mixtapes.
Finally Illiterate?
Yeah, so it goes... My first like, album, pretty much. It was... I pretty much owned it all. It was called Am I Dead? It was supposed to have only 3 songs, and I made it 13.
Damn. So and you then, weren't dead?
No. But like, it was just the time. I made it before I even did rapping. I made the cover, you know. It was just like
you had the idea. Is it a concept album, or like?
Well, no.
Like-
it was just me. I'm at my angriest stage, probably. Like, you know, I won't say my angriest stage, but like, it was like a stage where it was different in my life. Like, there was a lot of different things going on.
You had it was a different contrast. Now you're in a different perspective.
Exactly. Now I actually see life to the fullest. I'm in reality now. I see the reality of things and. I guess being able to grow up quicker and to have the experiences I've been through and do the things I've done, it makes you grow up quicker, I guess. Like, just for my age, I feel like I've lived 3 lives already. I've done pretty much all the things you can do, but there's so much out there still to do.
You're kind of like a cat.
Hell no, I'm not no cat.
Bro, you got like 9 lives. Now you're down to 6, bro.
9 lives. I never died once.
That's true. That's true.
I only need 1 life. I don't need no 9.
Puss in Boots is a great movie.
Huh?
Puss in Boots?
Which one?
The second one.
Second one, bro. I saw that shit in theaters. I was like, damn, okay, that's
pretty
good.
It was pretty good. Animation was great.
Yeah. I'm like, they waited 10 years for this sequel? Not bad.
You know what, bro? And you know what? The movies are low-key funny. I like Puss in Boots 1.
Yeah. Puss in Boots is fire.
I like how, like, when he just goes feral, he's like,
you know what? If that's a cat, I would be Puss in Boots. He's fire.
Low-key, bro. I'm not saying I would want to be Donkey.
Hell no. I don't want to be a donkey, bro. If I was an animal, I don't want to be no donkey.
They have it easy going to like...
Okay, they live 60 years, but yo, I'm not trying to be no...
Exactly,
I don't
want to
be
bro.
Going, hee-haw, Or be like depressed like the donkey from Eeyore from Winnie
that's
the Pooh.
That's a mule.
Bro, donkey, mule, same thing.
It is the same thing, is it?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, man. I thought they were different things. I'm like, yo, what's the difference? I'm like, hang on. Claire, look this up. Are mules and donkeys the same breed? Because why are they called differently?
So, I don't know.
There's got to be lore. Do you guys know?
I don't know the donkey lore, bro.
Mule is a hybrid.
Do I look like I know?
I don't know. Hold up, wait. Say on the mic.
A mule is a hybrid offspring of a male donkey and a female horse, while a donkey is its own distinct species.
Okay, so it's a horse and a donkey.
A horse donkey.
But Eeyore is a donkey.
Eeyore's a donkey?
Yeah, bro. He has a tail that always comes off.
Yeah.
And he's always depressed, bro. I don't want to be a donkey.
Eeyore's a donkey.
I want to be a mule then. That shit.
He wants to have that horse part of him.
Yo, I want to be the stallion,
like the
bro.
Horse mask he brought today.
Exactly, bro. It's me foreshadowing myself, bro.
As a donkey or a mule?
My upcoming album, Stallion. Actually,
no, it can't be Stallion because you're a mule.
Wannabe Stallion, bro.
Okay, that was a good one.
That's actually low-key a pretty cool name. I have to save that. Not the point, but... Oh, man. Shrek. What do you think about Shrek 5?
Yo, I'm not going to the theaters to see that.
Why not?
Bro, Shrek 4 came out 15 years ago or whatever, bro. I am not watching...
It came out 10 years ago, bro.
Bro, even then, that's still too long.
Doesn't matter.
It's just money to them.
So? It's Shrek.
Bro, you're going to go.
Donkey.
You're going to...
We need to go see Fiona.
You're going to pay for the ticket, and you're going to be like, yo, I'm about to watch the new Shrek 5.
Yeah.
Sit down. It's the most trashiest shit you ever seen.
You know what? I like watching bad movies.
What's the worst movie you ever seen?
The worst? Okay, the movie that...
Just off the top of your head, worst movie.
Morbius. Actually, no, sorry. Madam Web,
I didn't even want to go see that.
Exactly, it was horrible.
The worst movie I ever seen. Shout out to E-Man. I made him watch this shit with me. It was called The Amazing Bulk, okay?
I have no idea what
okay,
that
so
means.
It's a movie that had a $200,000 budget, and it's all stock footage, bro,
it sounds like a Bollywood film. What does that mean?
Nah, it's like an indie film, but it's so trash. It is so trash.
Careful. But, Indie films are very hit or miss. It can either be very aesthetic or just the worst thing you'll ever watch.
It depends. Like, depends what's your favorite type of director.
Ooh, my favorite director right now is Tarantino.
But of all time?
Once again, Tarantino.
Tarantino's maybe. My top five. But me, it's really Stanley Kubrick. I have Brian De Palma up there. I have Wes Craven. I'm sorry. Look at the horror. Look at even Brian De Palma. He did horror before he did mob movies.
Kubrick, I don't really like him that much.
Bruh.
It's too like, I watched Clockwork Orange.
Okay.
For a class.
Okay, but they're making you watch it for a class. You have to watch it on your own. Like, first time I saw it, it was on TV. I was like, okay, I've heard about it. I'm watching it right now. And then once you get into, like, if you go, I would recommend Barry Lyndon. I would recommend 2001 A Space Odyssey.
That's actually really fire. I like
The Shining. And
what's your favorite movie of all time? Actually, give me your top five favorite movies.
I'm going to say Jurassic Park 3 as number one because I watched it 150 times.
That's actually very
unique.
I
watched it so many times as a kid. Number two. What's my second favorite movie? That's hard. I would have to go How High with Red Man and Method Man. That's the... That's a classic to me. Forrest Gump is up there from how many times I watched it. Alien. I'm sorry, but the Alien... The whole Alien...
All of them? Okay, not all of them.
Yeah, bro.
Not
I'm sorry.
All of them.
If you're a real Alien fan that read the real Alien comics and really read the Alien books and the
all
Alien versus Predator books, yeah, bro. Like, it's that all of
I
them.
I don't know. But all right, fine.
And number five, what would it be? Number five, I have to put Carlito's Way, Brian De Palma.
Ooh.
So, my opinion, better than Scarface.
All right, guys, this was it for this episode. We're going to end it right now.
I'm sorry. No, and guess who made Scarface? Brian De Palma. So it doesn't even matter. That's fair. And it's Al Pacino still.
That's also very true.
But you root for Al Pacino. Like, yeah, you root for him in Scarface, but this
in
one, he's really
way.
The good guy,
yeah,
you know?
For real. I think, you know what? I have a list of my top five.
I used to
movies.
Have a list on my phone. I repaired it, broke it.
Lost it?
No, I repaired it again. It broke. I was like, okay, I'm done trying to fix my S7, my favorite phone. I bought a brand new phone. I don't care.
Fair. Okay, you know what? I don't have a top five. I have a top 10 because I couldn't do it.
Here are the top five. Okay. You have the top 10, so just put the five first.
Because it's on, not in chronological. Okay. I really liked Sinners. The movie that
I
came
out. I didn't see it though.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Dude, you missed out.
I'm not pushed on it. I don't get to, like, bro, I don't get peer pressured easy.
You know what? It's actually a very good movie.
I heard.
It was a great movie. I had a horrible theater experience.
Did you watch, I know it's a vampire movie, but did you watch, what's that one that just came out not long ago? It's, it was like this little girl, she's a vampire, and these people are hired to go
and get them. It was with, I know who it was with, though. It was with the guy from Euphoria.
Yeah, it wasn't Annabelle or something like that name, though. It was like,
I know what you're talking about, though.
It was good, man. When I watched it on theater, I was like, okay, this is a really good movie.
But Sinners is very good. But it was packed, so we had to sit in the front row.
That's the best time. Always order, if I want to see a movie, a big movie, I always order like weeks in advance.
Dude, I gotta do that
more. When I watched Alien Romulus, I got the D-Box seats. Bro, I have never seen a movie so good in theaters in my life. I felt like I was really in the ship, really with the aliens and the xenomorphs. And yo, I'm so happy I paid for that. And did opening day, so it's all crowd reaction. And
oh, dude, you're lucky. Dude, okay, but my number two, Django Unchained.
Okay, that's fair.
Django Unchained is actually really fire. Cool. I like Django Unchained.
It's top Quentin.
This next one, it's a mix of two because you can't have one without two, and you can't have Let two without one. Kill Bill.
Obviously, okay.
Kill Bill. Okay,
good choice.
This one's a personal one. 50-50. You ever watch with Seth Rogen and Joseph Gordon-Levy?
Maybe. I've watched a lot of
Joseph
Gordon-Levy.
The guy's
Joseph
got
Gordon
cancer.
Levi.
It's with Anna Kendrick too. I like
I'm
Anna
not
Kendrick.
Sure.
Anna Kendrick's my celebrity crush. Shout out to her. I know you're not listening.
My celebrity crush, it was Bryce Dallas Howard. Woo-wee! I was on her back when she came out of Jurassic World.
Yo.
No, Gwen from Spider-Man. Oh, that's dude. When she popped off. Gwen Spider-Man 3.
Oh, dude.
I'm sorry. And it's the redheads.
That
my
movie,
parents are listening to this.
That movie made me realize how stupid Peter Parker was.
Yeah, bro. He was going out with MJ. She's cheating the whole time. I want Harry. I want Peter. I want this guy. Bro, just go.
Peter, what do you mean you're struggling with two jobs and a sick aunt and struggling to become a superhero? Why didn't you come see my play?
Doesn't matter because I got another guy there anyway.
Exactly, bro. Like I hated her. Everyone in that movie was better than her.
Bro, Kirsten Dunst, not better than Bryce Dallas Howard. I can't believe we're talking about this.
Yeah,
so far
we're talking about movies. Speaking of superhero movies, Superman, the new one that came out, amazing.
I loved watched it. It's not bad.
I loved it.
Okay.
It was great. The Social Network.
Okay, that's a good one with about Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. I was hooked in that movie. I thought it was like, you know, it's business and stuff.
Real business.
What else? Straight Outta Compton, the biopic.
I remember watching that. I was like, yo, I cannot wait. I had no money. I was like 14, 13 when that movie came
out.
You
want to be them.
Nah, I...
well, not
they
all of them.
Influenced me. They're a group that influenced me heavy. But I wanted to watch the movie so bad, I pirated it and watched it in 240p cam quality.
That's dedication.
Yeah, and I watched people getting up and, yo, I felt like I was in the
theater. A guy coughing.
Yeah, it was the worst. But, yo, I still got to watch it before everyone else.
And my two other favorite movies, Hangover.
Facts.
And Pineapple Express.
Okay. Yo. The stoner movies, for real. My number two is a stoner movie. How high? Like, Red Man, Method Man.
That's so true. But you know what?
Woofoo.
No, they don't make movies like the way they did.
No.
I feel like early 2010s, early 2000s, like late 2000s, early 2010s.
Because people are scared to do whatever, like, are scared now.
Exactly.
Say anything, you're out. But you know what? We don't care about none of that.
Everyone's sensitive.
Yeah. Bro, I've written a movie. Shout out to my boy Spat.
You've written a movie?
Yeah, I have it sitting.
No way.
Yeah, we have to write out the script, but I have it sitting, and it's a stoner mob movie.
Oh, that actually sounds good. Wait, what's it called?
I haven't made a name for it, but it's a crazy story. It's a stoner mob movie.
Can you tell us what it's about?
So it's my brother. He gets kicked out of home, and he has to come live with me. And, you know, we just go out to have a good night, whatever, spend some money, and we get caught up dealing some bad narcotics.
Uh-huh.
And then the police catch us, and then the mob comes and says, well, you lost all our shit, so now you got to go out and sell this super stuff, you know? And if you don't, we're going to put out racist tapes saying that we're going to put out racist tapes and blackmail you, and then you'll be arrested and canceled for life because we're upcoming rappers, right? And that's like the whole premise of the story. So we're trying to figure out, and there's different problems along the way, and I don't want to give too much about it.
In case it happens, you'll for real manifest that shit. That actually sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, if I could get it done, I would like to get it done, but it's not number one priority right now.
100%. Your number one priority right now is music.
Exactly.
Speaking of music, bro, we playing another song.
Let's go.
Changes, the remix with, hang on, I can't pronounce
it. Antua.
Antua, bro. Shout out to him, bro.
Shout out to my boy from Mexico City.
Does he know he's being on the radio right now?
Yeah, he lives in Montreal.
Yo, this one's for you, dog. Changes, remix.
Let's go.
The Come Up 69, let's get it.
Let's go.
Créeme, lo sé, la vida cambió. Yo ya no soy el mismo de antes. He tenido que sacar los dientes, luchar contra los no creyentes, romperme la cabeza y expandir la mente, darle la vuelta a todo mi ambiente. Puse en duda mi razón, tuve que rugir como un león, reparar mi corazón. La vida me golpeó y nos hizo fuertes, y nos hizo fuertes. Todos hablan de dinero y de poder sin saber que primero debes de tener dirección o pasión, algo que te dé valor, o si no, llega una profunda confusión. Amigos falsos sin convicción, mujeres que solo pueden ofrecerte cuerpos sexys en las redes. ¿Y qué pasa con sus mentes? Quiero algo que sea real, como Kazuma Nodal. No tiene que ser normal, parecido al salario de Neymar o las barras de Kendrick Lamar. Oh my God, se siente similar a cogerte frente al mar, bajo los efectos de la mar, en alguna playa en Bacalaya. Es mi vida y la vivo como quiera. Tu envidia en ella no me afecta, no hay manera. Apenas estoy comenzando mi carrera, ya veo varios envidiosos en la acera. Acomódense en la fila de espera, mientras gano varios premios como Senna, yeah. Dentro de la pista corro el riesgo de que también muera, pero algún día todo valdrá la pena. Que así sea, que así sea, que así sea. Y créeme, lo sé, la vida cambió. Yo ya no soy el mismo de antes. Y créeme, lo sé, la vida cambió. Yo ya no soy el mismo de antes.
Si estoy fumando, super potente. They say they want changes. How can I arrange this? Stuck up in the basement. My mama couldn't take it. Kicked me out to make it. Whole life, people faking. In hindsight, I seem crazy. You don't know me. Neon ghost text, one and only. Living in your head, super lonely. Used to go to bed, sipping codeine. If it wasn't for my girl, I just wouldn't be me. Tired of living shady. All this negativity made me hate me. Tried living with the problems that I saved up. Pop the PS2, now my game up. I shoot shots just like Cafu. All my jewels, they can't stand you. But now I'm really back to do the things I have to. All the life I've passed through. So please just don't doubt, dude. I'm making Ermine Trout move. 100 rounds and blast you. Take over your castle. Life isn't a hassle. But am I the asshole? You hearing how this flow goes? She do a trick like Poco. Always on the solo. Never going dolo.
Y créeme, lo sé. La vida cambió, yo ya no soy el mismo de antes. Y créeme, lo sé. La vida cambió, yo ya no soy el mismo de antes.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 a.m.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip. It's an hour of music by Pink Floyd. Hey, it's Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd, Floydian Slip, every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more online at floydianslip.com.
My name is Jane Penny, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Yo, 1690, we back at it again. Neon Ghost. Bruh, how you feeling, man?
I'm too dizzed right now. I feel too good. I am too happy.
Too happy. Shout out Mr. Incredible. this is my favorite part of the night, bruh. The quote of the day, bruh. You have a quote of the day?
You know what? Let me think about this quote of the day. Okay, I always tell my Nana quotes. She might be listening, but yo, I always tell her quotes, and she's like, you know what? Your quotes are always bad.
Okay, well, what an optimist we have here, guys. Shit, all right, fine.
You know what?
What's the quote of the day?
Don't stray from your path. Do what you need to do, and it will find you.
Ooh, okay, I like that. I like that. That can be a line in your movie, bro. I'm serious.
I can't believe I talked about that. My voice texting me like, yo, you're talking about the movie.
Hell yeah, bro. Talk about anything, bro. I love it when artists... have something unique to bring
exactly.
to the table.
I'm bringing
bro.
The craziest episode I think you had so far.
Exactly, bro. Actually, well, the craziest episode is when we did the UNICEF one. Not the point.
In the UNICEF.
But, yo, for real, a movie is actually really cool. Would you... Actually, you know what? Here's a crazy little anecdote for you. Mm. Back when we first started doing the show, this is like maybe like my third weekend, we were talking about my death. And actually, that sounds really bad out of context. But... we were talking about if I were to become famous and I died, who would play me in a movie? Now, I have either Danny McBride or Don Cheadle to play me in a
movie. Don Cheadle.
Yes. Now,
you know what?
Let me ask you this.
Wesley Snipes is playing me right now.
Yeah, exactly. Would you have Wesley
Snipes? You know what's
Snipes?
Crazy is I say it in my songs. Like it's something I've always mentioned. Like I'm like Blade, but not like I feel like Wesley Snipes, but I'm not Blade. You know, because...
Word.
I'm not a superhero, but I feel like...
Well,
there's
other parts too, you know, like the pigment. But, but yeah, no, I feel you. But so Wesley Snipes would play you in a movie?
You know what? He can't get away with it. I want someone that looks like me.
Mark Wahlberg.
No, hell no. Go search up what he did in 85.
Well, I know damn well what he did in 85.
He got away with it too.
He got away with it too, bro. Power of Hollywood.
That's true.
That's a crazy... Mark Wahlberg's a real person when you think about it.
Yeah.
If you stop and think about it, like, yo...
And he has his other brother, too. I forget his name.
He has a brother?
Yeah, they were on New Kids on the Block.
It's true.
Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. And then his brother was on the New Kids on the Block.
Were they really the New Kid on the Block, though?
Yeah, at that time, bro, I was... I bit my tongue there, but the ladies wanted them. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Because of what they said, or like
well, it's no different than Boyz II Men or
I love yo. Boyz II Men is my Boyz II Men is my.
As a grown man, I don't know if I'll listen to Boyz II Men, but
dude, when I'm bringing home people at the end of the night, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, it's no one but me in the car.
You listen to Boyz II Men.
It's unnatural. Dude, when I'm getting married, bro, I want to have the blackest wedding. I don't care.
Boyz II Men playing?
Bro, the white boy with sauce has to have the craziest wedding.
The white boy with sauce.
Dude, if Boyz II Men is not performing at my wedding, I failed as a person. I don't care.
If the Boyz II Men couldn't go, who would you choose?
If Boyz II Men didn't show up to my wedding... Low-key, I don't want anyone too crazy. I don't want Ed Sheeran...
I got Uzi? The money, not a saw that I want.
Uzi would probably charge me an arm and a leg.
He's going to charge you 30.
Yeah, he probably will.
Boyz II Men probably going to charge you 30. Which one do you like more?
Boyz II Men.
Pause.
No.
Mr. Incredible changed you tonight, boy.
No, Boyz II Men, bro. I can yell Boyz II Men lyrics and it would sound lit. Uzi fell off. I don't care. Respectfully.
You know what? I could say that, but Uzi still has hits. Boyz II Men has hits.
They both have hits.
We're talking about Boyz II Men right now.
Exactly, bro. This is the Neon Ghost interview,
yes,
bro. We're going to talk about
everything and anything.
Who do you want on your wedding? If you're getting married.
If I had a wedding and I got someone to perform.
Besides you. Would you perform at your own wedding?
Yeah, that'd be pretty fire. That'd be pretty fire. Honestly.
Just for you, babe. I feel like I'm Gucci Mane in
2006.
I love you.
Who would I have perform? That's a really interesting question. Who would I have to perform? It had to be something that gets the party up. It can't be just something I like, you know?
Hell no, bro. It's your wedding.
I know, but I don't want it to be like something like nobody else can dance to. It's got to be like dance hall or something, or...
Bro, no one can dance the Boys to Men. Who cares?
You can. You're the white boy with sauce.
That's true. That's different.
You have to.
If I'm built different.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah, bro. Dude, Clara's seen my dance moves, bro. She's been trying to learn my dance moves, but she can't.
She was busting dance moves before.
Yeah, but it was watered down, bro. She can't do me.
It's not much different than what you were doing.
Bro, Halloween, I was throwing it down, bro. Oh my god, dressed as the Teletubby, bro. Yeah, I was the party, bro. I was the party. I know
what that feels like.
Shout out to Brooklyn, who was on the show. Motherfucker was hyping me up. He was like, Teletubby. Got the whole crowd chanting, Teletubby. And I was just like dancing. I was hitting that.
That's great.
I was hitting that. Then after I took a shot, and I don't know why, because I was supposed to drive, but don't drink and drive.
No, don't drink and drive.
Unless you're good.
Drive and drink.
Don't do that either, but practice makes perfect. No, I'm joking. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
We do not condone.
No, don't do drugs. Don't do drinking. Don't exactly. Do all sober. All sober.
All sober. Cold turkey that.
Yes, you hear that, guys? All sober.
Unless it's your wedding.
Yeah, then you can get lit.
Yeah, that's fine. The next person we get is going to get engaged. And that's going to be... Well, you said... No, but yo, who do you want at your wedding, for real?
You know what? Nav got to be up there. 50 got to be up there because it's 50. Drake too much. That's way too expensive.
Drake's going to steal guy's your gonna... girl, bro. You can't have that. He's going to have your girl. He's going to have the flower girl too while you're at it, bro.
He's going to have every girl on the wedding.
Passionate from miles right away.
Passionate with the things you say. Oh, goat.
I'm leaving you.
Is the GOAT of Canada, and so is Nav. Those are the top two, like, I think, Canadian rappers that have really influenced me.
Canadian rappers, sure, but artists...
For me, my top 10 has changed, but like, you know, my top 5 has kind of stayed solid for a long time.
Give me your top 5 Canadian artists.
I was about to lay down all my artists.
Right now.
Could it be people I know too?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Or actually, you know what? Not to be biased, like well-known, like...
Canadian, okay.
Canadian.
Pour moi, ça va être la... meilleur, c'est Nav, bro.
Does it have to be in order?
It has to be Nav. Number one, then Drake, then, you know what? I'm going to go French here because, you know, it's kind of the first people I heard, like the first rapper I ever met, Dramatic, you know, from Montreal.
Yeah.
He's not top three, but you know what? I'll put, from Canada, I'll put Corop up there, Young Dev. I got to put my boy Gordo. I'm sorry. This guy is too good.
Are these only rappers or artists in general?
These are all artists.
Okay, fair. I got a completely different list.
Yeah. I mean, like, when I listen to a lot of, like, Montreal rap and stuff like that. Like,
I feel you. But nah, bro, you know who my... Okay, this isn't in order. But for Canadian artists, bro, one of them, he's most probably going to be number one because I'm biased. Mac DeMarco.
I didn't even know he was Canadian.
Dude, Vancouver. Or I think BC.
I didn't know that.
Dude, that's my man, bro. I couldn't get tickets to go see him. I was devastated.
My boy can sell you tickets if you want.
When
he's coming.
But he's not coming anytime soon, bro. He just came. Now he's gone.
But no, I thought he was coming back again. My boy said he had tickets to
Mac DeMarco again.
Yeah, he told me he had tickets to Mac DeMarco yesterday.
You're lying,
bro. I wouldn't even lie about this. He called me on the phone. He's like, yo, I have tickets to Earl Sweatshirt, Mac DeMarco.
Oh my god, wait, hang on. I'm like excited now. Hold on, we'll talk after.
Okay, name your other four.
Okay, Mac DeMarco, Drake,
obviously.
Obviously, Party Next Door.
Okay, PND, that's crazy because Party Next Door has heard some of the songs I've helped make.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay, shout out, bro. Dude.
Shout out Party Next Door.
Everyone's connected, bro.
Everyone's connected.
So, Drake, Party Next Door, Mac DeMarco. Oh, man. I know there's probably a lot that I don't know about. Nav. Nav is definitely...
Bro, I'm sorry. Driving solo, I'm just swerving through my hands. When I'm solo, I just don't like who I am. Pull me up a four and I feel like myself again. I'm sorry, bro. Nav's the GOAT.
The number one, bro. And this you can't deny.
Let me hear it.
You can't. Oh, whoa.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, whoa. My karaoke song, bro.
That was the worst karaoke ever.
That is my karaoke song. I don't care. That is my song. Kenny knows. Kenny's seen me perform that song. with my friend's drunk dad, bro. Shout out to John. Justin Bieber is the man, bro.
He's kind of falling off, though. I hate to say it.
Yeah, he's made his money.
Yeah, he doesn't need to make music ever again.
Exactly, bro. The guy has his happily ever.
Bro, once he dropped I'm the One, that was it, bro. He certified his stuff, man.
Dude, you know what, bro?
Once he dropped that, it was done. I'm the One. He doesn't even need to make another song ever again.
Exactly. Or Maria. Remember Light Skin Bieber?
You remember the jokes, Bieber? You ever seen those videos?
Which ones?
The racist jokes he did?
We can't do that live.
No, hell no. Are you crazy?
Oh, my God. I know which one you're talking about, too.
Yo, and he got away with it, too?
I know he did. Bro, did you ever see the graffiti art?
You ever saw what he did with the mop bucket and his Lambo and his neighbors? And bro, he didn't care back then. And look at him now.
My only gripe with Justin Bieber is that he fumbled Selena Gomez.
He fumbled Selena Gomez and then he married... I can't believe we're talking drama right now.
I know, bro. I feel like a white girl.
He married Selena... what's her name?
Hailey...
Bieber or whatever. Hailey, but it's Baldwin. Crazy because if you look, she was always in the background of all of his pictures. So it was like stalking type stuff.
Hey, she manifested it, I guess.
No. That was some Illuminati stuff.
No, yeah.
Shout out the Illuminati. Don't
no!
Come get me. Don't come get me.
We are in our final 30 seconds, bro.
Say
anything you want. Well,
shout out my mom and dad if you're listening. Shout out E-Man, Tizzy, Moneyrax, Gordo, Spaz, Bino. It's a long way in the making, bro. We've been doing this a while. So, yo, this is the come up, for real.
We on the come up, bro. Thank you so much for coming, bro. This was a great episode. This is a fun ass time, bro. With the horse mask that lasted for 20
seconds. You're dying?
I was dying, but I couldn't breathe. But anyways, bro, we got one last song, bro, from Bin Boy Curly's newest album that's supposed to be out any day now. Time Out. That's the name of the song. 69 in the come up. See y'all soon.
Let's go. Yeah, fuck it. Back to the camp, I'm talking about bombs, trying to
1690 AM.